And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go search for the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need for repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found a coin that was lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord.
This morning, I was looking at my text messages, and I noticed that a priest friend of mine sent me a YouTube clip. And usually when I get YouTube clips, it's something funny or, you know. But this YouTube clip had a Republican congresswoman on a, let's just say, very liberal talk show, okay? So I thought, watching this clip, it would be nothing but yelling and fighting. But a miracle actually happened. They actually got along. They actually listen to each other. They actually acknowledge that, yes, we have differences, but they actually saw humanity in each other. And I thought, how wonderful. Because we live in a very divided world, do we not? We're very quick to judge, very quick to feel superior to. We're very close-minded, and we only want to be around like-minded people. And these readings this morning are telling us that's not the way of Christ. The way of Christ is to look at people despite our differences, despite things that we may never agree on, and to look at somebody and say, "You know what? I see that you were created in the image and likeness of Christ." That's a challenge. It's a challenge to live out every single day. But our readings are telling us, do not go around thinking that we're better than people, but rather strive to listen, to pray for, to empathize, and to live our life with compassion. It's easy to be a Pharisee. As a Pharisee gets to go around all day and gossip and point out faults, but being a disciple is much harder. And that's what our Lord is asking us to do, to love and to serve. So my dear friends, how are these readings speaking to you today? Who is it that you feel like you're better than, or that you've constantly judged? And so really look into our hearts right now and pray that we may see Jesus in those that we strive and often fail to love.